Russia is scrutinizing non-government organizations. An orphans program is tailor-made for success. And two ministries are partnering to work smarter, not harder. Get the details next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Freedoms once held in Russia are no more as that nation continues chipping away at them. One law in particular is drawing fire from the world. It's a provision that allows authorities to target non-government organizations. Mission Eurasia's Sergei Rakuba tells us who's being targeted.
Undesirable NGOs in Russia. If they decide, you know, that they're undesirable, they don't need to go to court. They simply, you know, in administrative order, as they say, can be kicked out of Russia.
Or give them a 6-year prison sentence. It's a crackdown on opposition. Because the definition of undesirable is open to interpretation, will Mission Eurasia be considered an undesirable NGO restricting missions work?
We hope not, because we are the national minister there. But they definitely know that we have concerns. They can choose and pick anyone, you know, that they can label as an undesirable now and label us as a foreign agent.
Human trafficking has quietly grown into a global multi-billion dollar industry at a cost of 21 million people. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster never thought they'd be in that fray. However,
we started working with the children, and then we gradually came to the realization that some of these kids have been trafficked and really came to believe that it was quite a number.
She can't get specific because it's dangerous. But they know where the kids are coming from and the root causes: poverty, lack of education.
With that information, we have designed a ministry to meet those needs with the goal of reducing the child trafficking from that area.
They're raising $74,000 by October to get it off the ground this year. They want to introduce kids to Jesus and hope.
If we can succeed in doing that, that will help families stay together so that those kids will have that God-ordained emotional support system.
At our website, we've got contact information for Every Child Ministries and links to find out more. This is Mission Network News. The Ethiopian Orthodox Church is stirring up trouble for evangelicals. Three believers were falsely accused by the EOC of burning down a church and face up to 9 years in prison. Their appeal was scheduled for this week, but according to Open Doors USA, it's now been rescheduled for July. The Lord's using these persecuted Christians for His glory, though. They're sharing Christ in prison. A murderer recently came to faith. Pray for justice and strength to endure this difficult time. There are 2.7 million orphans in Uganda, but one Christian organization is helping them thrive. Children's Hope Chest runs a tailoring program where kids make clothes and sell them for income after graduation. Children's Hope Chest, Randy Valentine.
The great thing about this is it supports the local economy and, of course, helps that particular family as well. And the hope and the dignity that it gives them to be able to support their family by having a job that, you know, it generates real income for them truly is life-changing.
But money isn't the ultimate goal. Once physical needs are met, spiritual development's next.
One of the very first things that we do after we, what we call, get through the survive mode, which is the basic food, clothing, shelter aspect, you know, getting them the ability to even think about the future, is introducing the gospel to them. And then once they know Jesus, then we have an ongoing discipleship program throughout their connection with us.
Pray workers would help bring Ugandans to Christ. Click the link in our web story for ways to support them financially. And when we work together, we can do so much more. Wycliffe Bible Translators and Moody Radio are living proof of that. Through their partnership, they're raising funds to provide Bibles to people in Panama. Recently, they were able to give 165,000 complete Bibles in the heart language of the Kuna people. Want to help them do even more? Sponsor a Bible translation project through a link at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to win one of 40 Bible sticks from Faith Comes by Hearing. A Bible stick is a portable digital audio player that plays on-demand, high-quality dramatized recordings of the New Testament. Activate your name now. Register to win yours by clicking on the Bible stick link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.